Sponsors Show on Phoenix FM in association with The Hair Company, 31 Crown Street, Brentwood. Call 01277 222 864.
Good morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show here on Phoenix 98 FM. Joining me in the studio this morning is Abby Knight. It's been a long while, hasn't it, Abby?
It's been an awfully long time. I think last time I came, I was very surprised because there was a boy sitting in your chair talking about Valentine's Day.
Mike Jones sat in for me.
It was good fun, though. We sort of managed to get through it all, kind of thing, talking perfume and tans and all those sexy things.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was good. He asked all the right questions and I think he got a bit of advice because he was out to buy his wife something that afternoon. So I gave him a few clues. So I think it all worked out fairly well, actually, in the end.
Brilliant. And we're now obviously at spring.
Yep. We were last week,
yeah. It's kind of turned a little bit this week, but I think we're on for a good next week.
Oh, yeah, I think it says it's going to start steadily getting warmer, isn't it? So that's good news.
Which is always nice. But we obviously need to work out what we're going to be wearing on our face.
What we're spending our bodies. Money on. Yeah.
Exactly. Time to go and invest in a little bit of new makeup and body care. So, what are the six best spring launches
Best spring launches. I seem to talk about mascara a lot and lashes a lot, but I think it's just because it continues to be big news.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we look at Lady Gaga and gorgeous Cheryl Cole, we've talked about them before, but lashes are a huge focus for the eyes, and we've talked about semi-permanent lashes before, but you don't necessarily have to resort to semi-permanent lashes. There's some fantastic new, really innovative formulas out there for mascara that can transform those little skinny, sparse lashes, or just enhance bigger lashes, whatever you've got. Bourjois is my current favourite. It's called Volume Fast and Perfect Mascara, and there's quite a few actually with these little mini rotating brushes. They've got like a little thing at the end that you press the end and it sends the brush spinning. So rather than you having to do that big manual thing of building up your lashes, it kind of does it for you, like
an automatic roller.
Automatic mascara.
Incredible.
So that, because you still use it from root to tip, so you wiggle the brush as you would do normal mascara, but you get double the thickness in just 30 seconds flat. And it's something that's worth. I think Estee Lauder do something which is similar kind of thing. I think they were the first to bring them out, and now there's a few copycats out there. L'Oreal might have one as well, but Bourjois is really good value at $11.99 in a colour called Startling Black, which is a fantastic colour. Lashes are still out there. Obviously, if you're going to go for the semi-permanent lashes, I think I've mentioned them before. My lovely friend Laura does some amazing semi-permanent lashes. But cheat as well with false lashes. There's some great ones out there. Girls Aloud have got their own range out called Girls With Attitude.
Oh, really?
From about $5 each.
That's
and each
bad.
Of the girls have designed their own one. So you can pick a lash kind of look that sort of suits you best. There's some real full-on, the only way is Essex style-y. Huge, huge lashes.
Cheryl Cole.
Or you can have some more, slightly more subdued lashes. But really easy to apply. Only a fiver a go. I think they are reusable for a couple of times. But for $5 quid, sort of quite a good investment. Get that mascara out, honey, and have fun experimenting.
Yeah, I've seen some great looks for eyes at the moment. Cat's eyes are really good liquid liner.
Exactly.
And then applying, obviously, the false lashes and the mascara.
Yeah, this thing is called false effect lash. That's what they're trying to recreate.
Yeah.
So he's trying to create a false look, but with mascara.
Incredible.
And thanks to companies like Bourjois, it's possible to do.
Indeed. And for more economically as well.
Yeah, much more economically.
Put it on and take it off as and when you need. So, obviously, with eyes being big and open, they make us look nice and fresh, don't they, and prepared for spring. Hands are quite important because you can tell a lot by the age of your hands.
Oh, yeah, you can. I mean, if you can afford to have sort of a hand therapy treatment, I think, obviously, particularly this winter, hands took a bit of a battering kind of thing. So if you can treat yourself to a really nice hand therapy treatment, there's some lovely, lovely, obviously, if you have booked to have a nail treatment, but there's some particularly nice hand treatments out there. Casey, I don't know if you've heard of Casey, which is a non-surgical facelift, actually do a facelift for your hands. So it's a hand lift. Really nice treatment. It's kind of an electronic treatment, very, very gently. It lifts the skin. So if you've kind of got baggy, saggy skin, some of us have kind of thing, and it really sort of makes you feel a bit depressed, it can have an instant kind of plumping sort of effect on your hands. And it includes a deep massage, so it's kind of really relaxing as well. But most kind of nail treatments do include a hand massage. So go out there and maybe give yourself a bit of a treat.
Instead of an Easter egg, an Easter hand massage,
exactly.
Maybe.
Why not? And then you can experiment with some of this new thing, which was new old thing, which is nail art.
Yeah.
Back for this spring.
Okay.
On all the catwalks this week. I'm saying for London. London, New York Fashion Week and all the fashion weeks, there's a really trendy art sort of model called Alexa Chung.
Yes.
Who's awfully kind of out there. And she had some amazing nails kind of things. Every single nail was sort of painted in some different kind of look.
Yeah.
Palm trees and all different kind of effects. And it did look fabulous. But if you're not quite as clever at that, it's not quite a, you know, it's got a sort of a makeup artist at hand to do to create it for you, you can pop down to your nearest Claire Accessories. They've got some fantastic stick-on versions.
Oh, really?
Really, really nice kind of nail art looks you can create.
That's clever.
Yeah, for about $1.99. Or you can have a look at Barry M's brilliant new nail. They're called Nail Effects.
Yeah.
And this is really, really clever. It's actually nail varnish that cracks. It's like crackling nail polish.
I've heard about
it's
that.
It's really clever. It has to sort of be seen to be believed. I actually saw a friend the other day and she'd had it done. And I said, I love your nails. That's so clever. Who did that for you? Because it's like some, you know, famous artist had created this fantastic look on her nails. She goes, no, it's this new crackle nail paint. All you do, you paint it over your either an existing nail colour or on natural nails.
Yeah.
And it cracks and it sort of creates, you know, 100 different colours kind of thing before your very eyes.
Wow.
Really clever, really fun. You can have fun creating your own looks with it or just let it do its own thing. Just cost, they cost $3.99 each. There's three colours to choose from: pink fizz, white frost, and blue print. And they all create a different effect.
Yeah.
So invest in the whole three and have fun experimenting.
Your
ideas. Yeah, wow. Really good fun.
And are they kind of colours that you're seeing a lot of now? Those kind of fresh,
acid bright.
Blues?
Yeah, there's some really. I got some through the post of the day for a company called Zoya that kind of again very kind of top end, sort of high fashion end, and they've got beautiful fluorescent yellow, electric blue, a really really good kind of hot pink. So I think we're going to see that a lot of that kind of acidy brights because they're for fashion is going to be that very kind of pop arty kind of look this year. So I think nails are competing. So really,
which actually I've noticed is coming back in the fashion as well. I mean, I teach quite a lot at the weekends and also with kids during the week, and when they come in wearing their own attire,
exactly.
I saw a girl the other week and she had a pair of hot pants on, jean hot pants, quite high waisted, black tights,
gorgeous
little pump t-shirt tucked in, but it was a band t-shirt, and for a split second I thought it said Wham, but it said The Wanted,
it's the wanted.
I was like, oh my god, it's just
retro,
took me right back
to the 80s. How amazing. Well,
and again,
80s
with multicoloured fingernails with bright fluorescent colours,
that real pop art thing is really bad, and it's really good fun. It's nice
bit
of fun, all that subdued kind of, it's nice
grey
pastel, that pastel-y look, but bring back the colour, I say. And I say, if you're not that adventurous, but you want to start with something simple, start with your nails and work your way up.
Sounds like a brilliant idea, and that's something that obviously people can do, and
really
it's not going to hurt
you, it's going to be nice
and effective. Great stuff. All right, what else have we got? Because obviously it's summer nearly. Not all of us have got the money to go out on a big holiday to sit on a beach and top up that tan. What's the best skincare that we can use at the moment to get an all-over glow?
Well, tans, there's a thing called a retro tan. So the tans are back. Both we've just been talking about the 80s, and that kind of look is very much back. But it's not a matte tan. It's a nice kind of shimmery tan. I've said here, think Brooke Shields in a Blue Lagoon moment. So it's all very, very sort of sun-kissed rather than sun-drenched. So you don't want to look as if you've been baking for days and days. You just want that really lovely, gorgeous, healthy glow. There's a guy called Leighton Denny who, funny enough, is a nail guy, king of nails. He's got his own program on QVC and he does amazing things with nails, but he's obsessed with being tanned. He knows it's not safe to necessarily bake in the sun and obviously to have sunbeds, so he's worked with a guy called James Hartnick, who again is a sort of a tanning expert, and has got loads of celebrities that he tans, including Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez.
Wow.
He kind of gets paid $2,000 a time to go and be their personal tanning man.
Oh my, what a job.
A fabulous thing, what a fantastic thing. And between them, they've developed a tanning range called Sun Believable. So they've taken all the best bits out of all the different tanning products that are out there, because there's loads to choose from, and put it together in their own range. And they've got this fantastic, the mousse is unbelievable. Really lovely colour. It's kind of very, very easy to apply, very, very conditioning. You can feel it sort of condition your skin as you use it.
Right.
And it goes very, very instantly, you tan.
Wow.
But it develops in about 6 to 8 hours, so you will need to sleep in it, but it will sort of develop into a very, very gorgeous bronze colour that's very suitable for English skins.
Yeah.
Because lots of the American and French brands kind of work better on olive skins.
Mediterranean skin, isn't it? Yeah.
But this is all developed by two English guys, so you know, you're going to get the colour that's kind of believable for our look, really.
Definitely.
And it's got lots of yummy organic ingredients, including coconut oil in, so you're going to love it for that reason. But, it develops... Oh, sorry, I've said it develops in 6 to 8 hours. It's 2 to 4 hours.
Oh, even better.
So it's even quicker, and they've got lots of kind of other products that go with it. So they've got, like, a creamy moisturiser with vitamin E that will sort of make your tan last a bit longer.
Sounds lovely.
Really good range. And I'll give my little company a plug again, because we've actually got a new product to promote, Tan and Glow.
Yeah.
CNRX do a product now called Tonight's the Night, which is another kind of one of these instant tanning products. Don't have to sleep in it. Tan develops in between 2 to 4 hours. Again, really, really lovely. If you just want to pop out, just decided on the spur of the moment, want to go out, not brown enough, whack it on all over, instant colour, develops sort of odourless, so it's, you know, not going to go around. Sort of some of them have got that kind of yeasty smell, haven't they? Tan will last you between 3 and 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And the one that's been developed by the two guys, what kind of price range are we looking at for
that? It's not hugely cheap. It starts from about £18.
Right.
So it's not the cheapest on the market, but you are getting something that's been developed by guys that really know their stuff.
Oh, definitely.
And if you buy the whole range, and obviously it all works in harmony with each other, and it's got some really lovely organic goodies in there, so you know that you're doing your skin some good.
Definitely.
So and it lasts. I think there's about 10 applications in a can, so it works out about
that's
80p a tan, something like that. So that's not too bad, is it?
No. I think that's actually quite reasonable. Yeah. And having pretty English skin myself,
yeah,
I do go brown if I've spent a lot of time.
I've still got to do that. We'll have to bring my pop up tent next time I come.
We'll do that.
We'll do that. That'll be good fun. We'll get the webcam on and we can...
definitely not the webcam. Don't think so. But you definitely need one because I've got a couple of weddings coming up.
Oh, right. Perfect. So, yeah. Let me give you a tan.
Very good idea. Right. Let's have a little break and slurp with a cup of tea and then we'll be back chatting a little bit more about hair, how you can keep those lovely, gorgeous curls and also what we've got, fragrances.
Yeah, lots of lovely fragrances out there.
Lots of aromas. Right. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Breakfast Show on Phoenix FM in association with the Hair Company. Creating style with a smile.
So we're back to beauty with beauty editor Abby Knight in the studio and we've been talking all about spring beauty and our 6 must-haves. We've just gone through obviously sun-kissed tanning without having to go on a beach holiday. Are curls back in, do you reckon, Abby? Are they big
curls
for spring?
Are back in. That's good news, isn't it? Well, it's either very, very, very straight or very, very, very curly. And as I've got very, very curly hair, I'm going down the curly route.
I don't blame you.
It's kind of this retro thing. We keep sort of running out of ideas, but we're going retro
going back.
Again.
Okay.
We're going sort of 70s style, so it's the Farrah Fawcett. Right. So it's very loose waves. Even crimped styles kind of made it to the fashion, to the catwalks, which I know is a bit extreme.
Wow.
Sonia Rykiel, John Richmond had sort of all their models kind of with these gorgeous kind of curls.
Yeah.
Very full on, very feminine, looks very, very sexy. Sarah Jessica Parker, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, when she's not got a wig on.
Yes.
When she's doing her natural curly thing, kind of style icons for this kind of curly look. So whether you're born with natural waves or you sort of need to use super-sized rollers, which are quite easy to use,
and you
want to just sort of bend in some waves just for a night or whatever, there are lots and lots of really fun there to help you get your curls kind of looking good.
Brilliant.
I can't think of the problem. It's called Curl B. It's a new range out. They've got about 5 or 6 products within the range to help you create curls, including shampoos and conditioners, curl defining mousses, kind of really nice little spritzy sprays that you can do that actually have serum, very light serums in them, so they give you a sort of curly hair shine, because that's the only thing with curls. They don't react. They don't reflect light quite the same as straight hair, so if you want to kind of give your hair sort of curly hair kind of shine, look for sort of really nice serums that don't weigh the curl down but will just give them a little bit of shine.
Definitely.
There's a brilliant, my favourite product right now is Tresemme, which is a salon professional range, but available for about $3.99 upwards.
They're very economic, isn't it?
Really economic. Come in these great big tubs that last forever, so that's good news.
And you can just to say that, you can always go into a supermarket and there's normally a 3-for-2 or a 2-for-1.
Yeah, 2-for-1, exactly. So you can have an experiment. They've got a brilliant curl enhancing mousse, which is great even if you've been sort of humid conditions, so even if you're kind of jetting off to the sun, do take this with you because it does really work.
Oh, brilliant.
It has instant, it's great when you're sort of styling your hair and using heat to style your hair, because it will sort of stop any sort of damage, you know, when you're sort of blow drying or blasting your sort of curls. You can try their top stylist Matthew Curtis trick. What he suggests doing is rub a little mousse into your hands, use your fingers to create the texture as you pull your hair to boost the curls and give extra lift. As you dry your hair, you kind of use your fingers almost as like a diffuser.
Yeah.
So rather than just use the dryer, which will blast the curl out, just kind of hold the curls in your hand and kind of almost
scrunch them.
Yeah, scrunch the curls. That good old fashioned scrunch. Remember that scrunching thing he's doing in the '80s? Wasn't that great? So you can have really good fun actually. Another kind of look for hair this year, or this spring, I should say, is blonde, but more than blonde, is platinum hair.
Oh, right.
Really, really, really strong look. So forget the subtle highlights. You know, you're looking for full-on blonde. Really good example of this is Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Who is a really kind of...
Platinum blonde.
You know how gorgeous her hair looks.
Yeah.
So if you think about going blonde this spring, be really, really brave. Pop along to the hair company or whatever and say, I fancy going platinum and see if they can see if they can help you out. Do have to make sure you're using lots of shine-boosting products because this kind of hair needs to be shiny. It can't look matte. It needs to have lots and lots of shine.
You also have to be really aware of your skin tone as
you
well,
do.
And the colours of
exactly,
your makeup.
Because your hair's going to be, your sort of hair will drain you unless you kind of make up to the colour. But if you're feeling
bold, go blonde.
Yeah, why not?
I think a platinum blonde bob would be brilliant.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Very, very sexy. I don't think I've got the bravery to go blonde.
No.
I've never really been a blonde bird.
No.
But I'm quite happy to go a little bit red at times.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, just to try it out. I think spring is a kind of good time to experiment with that kind of thing, isn't
Definitely.
It, really? But you can just, as you say, the most important thing is to sort of play it up with the right sort of makeup and everything so you're not draining the colour away from your skin.
Maybe I'll give that a go and surprise the hubby when he comes back in 2 weeks. All right, so we've got our lovely, gorgeous curls. And we're freshly made up with our fingers at the go, and we've got a great tan. What fragrances are out there at the moment that are going to keep
us
smelling lovely?
Lots and lots of lovely fragrances. There's a big kind of trend for signature fragrances. In the old days, you know, also up until recently, the more notes they can get into fragrance, the better. They've crammed loads and loads and loads of fragrance notes into one fragrance.
Yeah.
But they're going back down to sort of single signature fragrances.
Oh, okay.
So the ones I've mentioned here is actually Donna Karan, which has got some floral note. But there does seem to be this kind of return to just one strong note coming through a fragrance, so whether it be a floral, whether it be a spicy one, whether it be a very green citrusy.
Yeah.
So it's just a trend that's kind of, rather than it just be a big, you know, mixed kind of thing, it's one note that's particularly coming through. But my particular favourite this spring is Donna Karan's fragrance, which I'm cheating it because it's called Summer, not Spring. But it's very, very lovely. It's taking her inspiration from New York City as summer takes hold. So you can imagine Central Park, how it can kind of transform from being, you know, that sort of winter thing to all the sort of spring bulbs coming out, magnolia on the trees, just really, really lovely kind of fresh floral fragrance. It's got rose in it. It's got juicy passion fruit. It's got red goji berries, which also sounds very exotic. Very, very feminine. Jasmine and magnolia top off with exotic lychee give it a very long-lasting quality, so it kind of lingers on the skin. So it's not one of these ones that you put on and 2 seconds later it goes, and it's very disappointing.
Yeah.
And it comes in a fabulous bottle. There's a very famous perfumery called Roger Dove.
Right.
Who's got his own perfumery in Harrods, and he's got some amazing perfumes there. That's, some of them cost about $4,000 a dab.
Blimey.
Unbelievable. And he says that a bottle, sometimes you can fall in love with a bottle before you fall in love with the fragrance. So you see it on the shelf and it's a real gimme thing.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you've bought it before you've even
thought about
the fragrance. And this is one of these bottles. It comes in like a sort of skyscraper bottle. So it looks like something from New York. Really, really lovely. So it's worth, you know, worth trying and checking it out. Go along to the counters right now. I was in Debenhams the other day and there's some great offers.
Oh, right.
Particularly... in Debenhams and also the perfume shop, especially sort of buy the perfume, you get some little goodie free.
Yeah.
Donna Karan have got this. If you buy Donna Karan and fragrance, and you get a free little sort of summer makeup bag.
Nice.
I think Diesel have got some really nice kind of little goodies to go away, like bath goodies, though. So if you buy the perfume, you get the bath goodies free.
Brilliant.
So there's some really good sort of spring promotions to sort of tempt you into trying something new for spring.
Definitely. Do you know what? I've just made me realise I've not bought a perfume for years. I think I've had to chuck a few out recently because you know
they go off.
Exactly. And I used to be a Charlie Happy. Charlie Happy. Is it Charlie Happy?
It is Charlie Happy, yeah.
Yeah, used to have that. Dune, I used to quite like.
Yeah, I remember Dune. Yeah, these are really old ones.
Yeah, there's another one. I think it might be a Ted Baker. I'm not entirely sure. And a CK1. They were kind of my fresh smells. But I might have a look at this Donna Karan one.
So, yeah, have a look at that and say, head on to the perfume shop because they've got some great people in there. You know, it's not... You think the perfume shop is just a bit cheap and cheerful kind of thing, but they do some really...
They know their stuff.
They know their stuff. Talk about cheap and cheerful, though. Can I mention one other website called cheapsmells.com?
Right. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Sounds horrid, but they've got some fantastic, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
They do some fantastic perfume offers on there.
Right.
Some of them up to half price. I know just the Sarah Jessica Parker range is on there about half price. But they also do skincare on there as well. So if you see your favourite Clarins products or whatever in Debenhams and want to try something new for spring, just have a quick look on Cheap Smells, because they've got some great offers where, you know, 2 for 1, buy one, get one a third off, this kind of thing. Worth taking a look at, because you could get yourself a real spring bargain.
Sounds brilliant. Great if you've got someone who's possibly a little birthday coming up.
Yeah, definitely birthdays, or want to treat someone for Easter, whatever.
Instead of an Easter egg, I think
definitely.
That's a brilliant
idea.
Finally, obviously, after we've spritzed ourselves with our spray, we're walking out the door. What is the lipstick colour to grab before we leave the house?
I think this works really, really well with the tans and with this kind of very, very kind of day glowy makeup.
Yeah.
Coral lipstick's back, which is very lovely, very sexy, flatters most skin tones, not as harsh as red, but doesn't make you look as washed out as some of the kind of nudie, pastel-y shades.
Yeah.
So, does, as I say, compliments this season's retro tan and the coral sort of glowy look we've got for the skin. We sort of haven't talked about skin, but skin is very, very glowy this year. Very, almost damp looking the skin. Very, very kind of. Make sure you get yourself a really good skin cream. I think I've just wrote down a really nice one called, it's by a Japanese company.
All right.
Where have I? I haven't got it here. Oh, yes. It's actually got some, actually got metals in it, silver and platinum in the mix.
Wow.
So it's kind of tiny, tiny, tiny ground particles of silver and platinum. So you can just imagine what it does to your skin.
Gives
it a real, real super, sort of super glow. £17. So it's not super cheap, but you only need a tiny bit. Use it underneath your makeup kind of thing to give your skin a boost.
So like a primer almost.
Yeah, like a skin primer, exactly. And then, let's get back to the lips. Perfect for this season's retro tan and glowy skin is a coral lip. Go for gloss rather than matte shades, because that's going to make you look younger. Gloss always kind of gives you that kind of youthful glow. My favourite is Maybelline's Coral Tonic. Really lovely colour. Going to suit most skin tones. That comes in about £7. And I don't know if you've had a chance to try out Topshop's makeup.
I haven't, actually.
No, it's got really good reviews, actually. Some of these diffusion ranges, I don't think Henny's lasted too well.
No.
Primark's is great, but it is super cheap and cheerful.
Yeah.
But Topshop, sort of mid-price range. The lipstick's come in at about £8, so it's not cheap, but you're sort of paying for a slightly more quality product. And they've got a lovely kind of coral lipstick called Rapturous, which is absolutely gorgeous. Very, very, peachy coral.
Yeah.
That would really suit most skin tones.
It is very youthful this spring, isn't it? It's all about,
I suppose, looking young. I suppose it's all about new beginnings.
Fresh,
glowy.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's your 6 top tips. What I'll do is I'll kind of amalgamate all of that information very briefly and get it down so that if you've missed any of it, we'll give you the names of the products that you can go and buy and where you can find them. And if you've got any beauty tips for us, why not get in touch? You can
do
so. Yeah, it's 0777 998 298 to text. You can ring the studio, Brentwood 84 9931, or email radio@phoenixfm.com. Well, thank you very much, Abby.
Thank you. See you in summer.
Yeah, I suppose it is. That's the next kind of big step. Oh, quick question though that I meant to ask you before and I haven't done. Kate, as in Wills and Kate.
Well, it's a big tweet.
I know. Hair up or hair down?
What do we think? Hair up, I think she's going to go hair up.
Do you reckon?
I think her hair's gorgeous, but I think she's going to go for the full-on veil, I've got a feeling, and I think it's going to be hair up, definitely. I mean, she's going to look fabulous either way, isn't she?
Do you think traditional more than contemporary with the hair?
There was that rumour about Alexander McQueen doing the dress, wasn't there? That colour was sort of kind of, which would be very, very modern, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
She did have him, or not him as such, but he's house
now designers,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if they go that route, maybe we will be untraditional, but I think really deep down, she's quite a traditional girl, isn't she?
Yeah. She's very well tailored, actually.
She's very well tailored, very elegant. Whatever it'll be very elegant, very groomed, very gorgeous. But I'm going to go, my money's on hair up. We'll report back, shall we, next time?
I think we do. We'll take bets and let you know how it worked out.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Abby. And we'll be seeing you in the summer. Next up, we're going to have a bit of George Michael and Aretha Franklin. I knew you were waiting. Then I'll be back with your news headlines just after 10:30.
Who's the gov? She's the gov. Shut it.
Wake up to the Sweeney on breakfast from 7 till 11, Monday to Friday on Phoenix 98 FM. Start your day with the latest local news, travel and weather, with a look at the sports pages, top 10 films, music, birthdays, interviews and a whole lot more. In association with the hair company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Well, Breakfast with the Sweeney, Monday to Friday from 7 till 11. Go, go, go!